apt pupils in the school of Christ. To March 27, Elisha's faithfulness rewarded. So he departed thence and found Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen before him, and he with the 12th. And Elijah passed by him and cast his mantle upon him. 1 Kings 19:19. The prophet Elijah was about to close his earthly labors. Another was to be called to carry forward the work for that time. In his course of travel, Elijah was directed northward. Wherever Elijah looked, the land he saw was owned by one man, a man who had not bowed the knee to Baal, whose heart had remained undivided in the service of God. The owner of that land was Shaphat. The attention of Elijah was attracted to Elisha, the son of Shaphat, who with the servants was plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. He was educator, director, and worker. Elisha did not live in the thickly populated cities. His father was a tiller of the soil, a farmer. Far from city and court dissipation, Elisha had received his education. He had been trained in habits of simplicity, of obedience to his parents and to God. But though of a meek and quiet spirit, Elisha had no changeable character. Integrity and fidelity and the love and fear of God were his. He had the characteristics of a ruler, but with it all was the meekness of one who would serve. His mind had been exercised in the little things to be faithful in whatsoever he should do, so that if God should call him to act more directly for him, he would be prepared to hear his voice. The surroundings of Elisha's home were those of wealth, but he realized that in order to obtain an all-around education, he must be a constant worker in any work that needed to be done. He had not consented to be in any respect less informed than his father's servants. He had learned how to serve first, that he might know how to lead, instruct, and command. Elisha stood in Elijah's place, and he who had been faithful in that which was least proved himself faithful also in much.